are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So gossip and rumors can spread like wildfire, and they can be tough to handle, especially when they're about you. So for boys, managing these situations gracefully can build character, strengthen reputation, and help them stay true to themselves. So let's talk about strategies for navigating the rumor mill and how to keep grounded in the face of negativity. Someone was arguing the other day that there can be positive gossip and rumors. I'm like, where? Okay. We are joined by my elder, Elder Baldwin Mwanga, who's helping us with this one. Elder, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, my dear moderator. How are you today?
We are good, Elder. Thank you so much for coming through.
It's my pleasure to sit around the table today again to have some reasoning together.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm going to ask Elder that before we start, can you please offer a word of prayer?
May we pray, please. Dear God Almighty, glory to your holy name because of this program which you've made it possible for us to discuss today. We pray and ask for your Holy Spirit to come and be our guide and help us as we navigate through this very, very important discourse. Help the young boys out there, the parents and guardians, so that, Father, together we may obtain wisdom from you for us to be able to guide them and help them when they are hit by gossip and rumors, which may, if not handled properly, really destroy their lives. We pray and leave all this in the name of Jesus Christ. May your will be done. Amen.
Amen and amen. So looking at all things, you know, rumors and gossip, what can our boys, you know, do to respond to gossip or false rumors about them? I remember when I was in high school, it actually gets too worse, you know, in high school where we gossip about everyone and the rumors are just everywhere. So how can boys now effectively respond or deal with the issues that are being said about them that are incorrect?
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. In the first place, my moderator, let me show my profound appreciation for this program, which is very cardinal.
Yes.
You know, the world now has turned its back against boys in an effort to help the girl child.
Okay.
And the boys are almost forgotten and left all by themselves. And when they are hit by some problems like the ones we are talking about now, most of them have been wallowing in this pressure. At the end of the day, many have decided to take their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So bringing this program today, it will be balm one or two listeners who may not necessarily be that boy affected, but at least a guardian, a friend, or a neighbor who will be able to help that boy so that they are brought back to track.
Mm.
Some of the things that we may advise or bring to light this morning are as follows, my dear moderator. Number one, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 9, simply says, do not be quick in your spirit to be angry.
Okay.
For anger rests in the bosom of a fool. When a gossip or a rumor has hit the boy, the first advice to the boy is not to be too angry about it. For when one is excessively angry, their actions will be always regrettable. So, in the quest to handle such rumors and gossip, don't take it too personal. Because in some instances, that is just brought about by people who are bitter and malice spreaders. So, as a boy, don't you think that rumors and gossip necessarily profane or show that you've done something wrong? It's not like that. Some rumors and gossip are just spread by people who have nothing to do. Some people who may be jealous on you.
Yes.
Some people who may actually be capitalizing on that and hoping for your action to be that which will affect your life more than what they have done already. So don't take it too personal. Bear that in mind. Number two, respond to rumors quickly.
Okay.
So don't allow rumors to fester and continue spreading. No. Some rumors, if given room, they may destroy you before you are given a chance to defend yourself. That would mean you allowed it, you ignored it too much. It may go as far as what can be handled. As by your preamble, Madam Moderator, you said they can spread like wildfire.
Yes.
So if they are not tackled at the right time, you realize that maybe it may be too late by the time you start handling them, and it may affect you even more. So there are some rumors and gossip which require the attention of authorities. Because all by yourself, you may not be able to handle it. So get the authorities involved or seek clarity, seek advice from people whom you can entrust your matter to. So don't respond to them too late, but rather be as quick as possible to handle them. The next point would be find the source. Understand why it is spread, and that will prevent more hurt and judging some people incorrectly. You know, there are people who are hated, but they haven't necessarily done something wrong.
Okay.
So as a boy or anyone else who is involved, get to the bottom line of that gossip or of that rumor, so that you are able to tackle the very cause of that spreading information. Don't hate people unnecessarily. Don't deal with the symptom. Deal with the cause. Then you are going to eradicate that which is not acceptable. The next thing is we need to make known the rumor or false information. Let us know what it is really. Don't be too hasty to catch smoke leaving fire.
Okay.
Yes, we really need to remain true in actions and explanations so that we may be able to find, a very good, conducive environment to handle such information. Let's not be too quick. We said respond to rumors quickly, but don't outrun the wind what is going to wait for fruits from a wild bush, bushy fruit tree. Don't be too quick. So at least come to understand what really is being talked about, who is talking about it, and why could they be talking about that? And then we may be able to understand it and take time now for the rumor to fade. Okay, we need to not to rush. You know, if you argue too much, people will find a reason to prove your gossip or the rumor which is circulated about you. Don't cry too loud. Don't cry too loud. But be able to understand that it may take time sometimes for it to fade. But as long as you've done your homework properly as a boy, as a man, as a parent in helping that boy, then we may allow it to cool. Some things must be allowed to cool down before we may use them. So it is the case with rumors and gossips.
Yeah. Point is, you said we must be quick to respond or clarify the issues, but isn't there a danger that you are getting half of the story?
Yes, that's why on the next point I said, in as much as we must be quick to respond, let's not leave some tables unturned.
Okay.
Of course, after you've gathered all the information about what is being talked about and found the source, then don't wait for too long, because sometimes the longer you wait, the more distraction it will cause. Okay, so don't be a messenger without a message.
Okay.
So you need to gather the information first, then be quick to respond so that you are able to bring it down before it spreads.
Mm-hmm. So looking at, you know, we elder, we do have, you know, boys that already have a good reputation from the get-go, you know. So how does having a good reputation help them now in terms of, you know, acting as a shield against that rumor? There are people that you would say, when they would say this, you'd be like, that can be, you know, this person because I know them. So how does having a good reputation help when it comes to rumors and gossip?
Okay. Very, very important. You know, as you have already alluded, the first answer is the very reputation will be the defense to such people.
Mm.
Even if one is running up and down at a speed of light, trying to spread some rumor about this boy who has a very good reputation, they will just be tired all by themselves.
Mm.
Because whatever they will use to let this information settle, they are going to rebuke them and say, no, not this one.
Mm.
Whereas to some boys, even before the rumor touches the ground, everyone would be in agreement to say, we can't be surprised.
Mm.
So that calls for our boys, calls for guardians who are bringing up these boys. It calls for authorities in schools and other places where our boys are found, that let us hold our esteem high. Let us hold our names high so that we'll be able to be reputed well. We have a very good reputation, which will act as a shield, as a defense against us when such rumors and ghosts arise.
Mm.
The other thing is, it is difficult, actually, in the very first place, it's difficult to start a rumor against such a one.
Okay.
Yeah, because even the person who is about to do that will have an inner conviction to say, you are in a right context of your mind, but that which you want to do cannot really bear fruits because of this person's reputation. So there will be trouble before those rumor spreaders are able to touch the ground. Eventually, some may just desist from doing that because they realize the reputation around this person is just impermeable.
Mm.
They can't get it through because these people are really hedged by their good reputation.
Mm.
Number one, the other point is the reputation goes with strong friendships.
Mm.
Yes, you are hedged by people who have good information, good news about you. So those people also are going to be in your defense even before you hear about those rumors being circulated about you.
Okay.
So they are able to turn it down and be able to stand their ground to fight for you in relation to the rumors and gossips which are being spread. Even before it reaches your ear, they would have sorted it out. And those people who have again been given or experienced your good reputation, they'll be able to give you good advice in a moment that that gossip or rumor has reached your ears. They are going to revive the trust they have in you. They are going to tell you, no, my friend, no, my boy, no, my child, no, my whosoever. Even if this is being talked about, we know what you are capable of. And this is not among the list. Good reputation and strong friendships indeed is a great shield against the rumors and the gossips.
Okay. So looking at Mpundisi, these rumors of gossip elder, when they come to you, right, how do you remain calm and overreacting? Because some of the things that are going to come, they are not pleasant, you know, what you're going to hear. So how do you make sure that you don't overreact and stay calm?
Yes. And, you know, overreacting sometimes may make you a more wrongdoer than the person who has started the wrong thing. So it's very, very important that we remain calm and avoid overreacting when we hear that. And when we do that, the importance will be able to be seen by everyone. You know, throwing mud at an insane person will not prove you more normal than them. Oh yes, my dear moderator, if you found me with somebody who is mentally ill, they threw mud on my jacket and I was on my way for work, I get back the mud and throw it back to them. When you pass by, how many insane people would you report to have found throwing mud at each other? Of course, two. So let's not always think about showing those people our true colors in wrongdoing, but rather our calmness. That's why even Jesus Christ would remain calm under provocation.
Yeah.
And it showed his difference from the rest of those people who are persecuting them. So let's not be the trumpet blowers, because sometimes by overreacting, we may help spread the rumor and the gospel about us. But
okay.
Being calm, sometimes silence is just eloquent. Don't rush in doing things. Of course, you are responding quickly, but don't rush. Because when you rush, you are going to rush. And you are going to leave out the real matters to be dealt with. So some people are just doing that so that they have their place. Just to be known. They're trying to look down on you. But don't worry, they are looking down on you because they are admiring your shoes. Bear that in mind. And for them to try to spread some rumor and gossip about you is because you are more steps ahead of them. So if that is very importantly stuck on your mind, then you are going to handle the gossips and the rumors in a way that will not even be injurious to yourself and even to the perpetrators themselves. And you will feel better about yourself than the rumor spreaders.
Yes.
Sometimes being too angry, my moderator, may hate you, the angry person, than the cause of your anger. Someone said that actually anger is an emotional punishment we give to ourselves because of another person's wrongdoing. So if you become too angry and overreacting, you are going to punish yourself.
Yeah.
After all.
Yeah.
Yes. So it will help you indeed to be better, to feel better, and to remain in your comfort zone. Then it will prove that the victims are actually wrong. If you stand on the anti-hill and try to prove to everyone that actually the rumor is false, the gospel is not acceptable, then everyone will question it. But if you remain calm and do not overreact, then everyone will be able to come to your defense before you even do anything. Everyone will be talking about how wrong those people are actually who are doing that against yourself. Then if you did that again, it will help you to remain focused and prove that you are above the gospel. Yes. So some things may derail us. If we listened to every dog barking along the way, we would not reach our destination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So by staying calm and not overreacting will help us remain focused and eventually help us to reach our destinations. People have been destroyed by false rumors and gossips. They were innocent. But because of how they reacted to them, destruction became their portion.
Yeah.
So let's remain calm. Yes, yes.
So as we wrap it up, my elder, looking at, you know, the emotional impact, because rumors, they do have an impact on us emotionally. They may not be physically, but sometimes other people, you know, they end up hurting themselves physically because of those rumors. So how can our boys now, like in 2 minutes, if you can just speak to us on that, how can they deal with, you know, the impact, the emotional impact of these rumors, you know, and maintain their self-esteem?
Okay. In a quick moment, we are saying that How can you deal with that impact? Number one, Proverbs 14, verse number 29. He who is slow to anger is of great understanding. Mm. But he that is the haste of spirit only supports foolishness.
Mm.
My dear friend, how do you really deal with the impact that has been brought by that? Number one, as we have been talking about, we'll still continue talking about the same things. You need to stay calm. Mm. It has impacted you, yes, but don't be a whistleblower.
Okay.
Out of calmness, then will you be able to take the right action. Number two, don't react in anger. When you are angry, give it a time. Okay. We know that it has impacted your life. It has really sometimes destroyed your career, destroyed reputation, but don't act out of anger. By so doing, then you are going to give room to the devil to destroy you even more.
Mm.
Then allow your uprightness to speak for you. Okay. Don't join suit in fighting back in a wrong way. Seek professional advice. Seek religious advice. Seek advice from counselors and people whom you can put trust in, so that those people will be able to advise you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Many people are doing wrong things because they are not opening up, not even to their guardians, not even to their parents. So it's very, very important that we are able to open up to people who are trustworthy in our communities, in our homes, in our circles, so that those people will be able to give a second thought. And indeed, it is going to help us deal with the emotional impact of rumors and at the same time maintain our self-esteem. Otherwise, don't be too quick to think about taking your life because your name has been destroyed. Don't be too quick to deteriorate in your health just because somebody somewhere started a rumor, a gossip about you, against you, but rather stay calm and follow some of the advice that are given here in this shortest possible time, and others which may be given by other people in our communities, in our churches, and in our homes indeed. Otherwise, among other many, many things, due to time, my dear moderator,
yeah,
these are some of the things that we can advise.
Yeah. No, Elder, thank you so much. You know, we have heard and we have listened. I'm going to ask that as you go, please do close with a word of prayer for us.
Thank you so much. We seek the Lord in prayer. Dear God in heaven, thank you because you are God. And indeed, you are a high priest who is able to have compassion on us because as we are tempted, so you were yet without a sin. This discussion is very, very important because it concerns our boys in our communities who are at the verge of losing it all due to rumors as well as gossips. We place them in your holy hands, Lord, that you help them and uphold them so that, Father, they will be able to come back to you when they are pressed, because you are calling upon those who are actually heavy laden so that they may be able to find rest in you. May you be with them wherever they are. May you be with the parents and guardians. May you be with the churches. May you be with our secular leaders so that, Father, together we may remember the boy child and help them to realize their potential. Bless the radio, which is busy spreading good news around the world. Bless our moderators and everyone else in the staffing. May your will be done, for we ask and pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen and amen. Elder, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Amen. My pleasure. May God continue blessing our radio programs.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.